Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome. He's mighty. He's powerful. He is the God of the universe. He's in every place. He's omnipresent. Yeah, he's every place at the same time. We thank you, Lord God, that you are an omnipotent God. There's nothing impossible to you. And, Lord, I thank you that you hear our prayers even before we utter them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you, God, in the name of Jesus, sent your son Jesus to the earth that we might be set free from sin. He died, but he committed no sin. It's us who committed sin against him. So, Father, against you, you only have we sinned and done these things in your sight. Forgive us, Lord God. Cleanse our hearts, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing in us. I thank you for what you're doing in your families all over the world. We lift up every city, every state in the nation of America, and we decree and declare that America belongs to you, oh God. We thank you that we'll begin to turn around, turn back towards you. We're your people called by your name, humbling ourselves. Oh God, we thank you for turnaround breakthrough because we need you to heal our land of crime and violence and all kind of things that's going on in the land. Heal our land. And Lord, we are so grateful to you that you allowed the storm to turn around and not hit Jacksonville. We appreciate it, Father God. We know it hit other cities in Florida, but Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing in all of us, oh God. We bless and honor you today. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving because you're an honorable God, a faithful Father. Truly, there's no God like you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for ordering our steps today in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you do in us. Everybody. Hallelujah. Thanking the Lord for ordering our steps today. He said the steps of a good person are ordered by him. So he's ordering our steps today. Welcome to Wednesday midweek Bible study. I thank God for each of you coming on today. Thank God that his will shall be done in the earth. Hallelujah. That he is our Father and he's holy. He said for us to be holy like him. So we thank God for you all coming on today. He's going to order our steps every day. Our scripture today is found in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 11 and 12. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to them that have it. So we thank God for the wisdom that he has given us. Every day he gives us wisdom. Every day he loads us up with benefits. We are so grateful. The word of God says, praise is comely for the upright. 3 verse 1. So we're going to be praising God. We're thanking him. You know, if it had not been for God on our side, we would not be here today. No telling where we'd be, but we wouldn't be here. We thank God for Jesus who came and who also sits right now on the right hand of the Father. So today we're going to call on Sister Glory Jean from Marrero, Louisiana. She's going to sing a song of praise for us. Good afternoon, Sister Glory Dean.
Good afternoon. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glad for the day. Peace everyone out there, that everyone out there in ready land, that we enjoy the day, because you know, everything's coming close to be like God would have it to be. So we thank God. I'll sing this song.
We can't hear you. We can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No.
Wait a minute.
She got cut off a minute, but she'll be right back. We thank God for her. She's going to sing a song of praise. We thank God for the thanks to God. All right, hold on, Glory Dean. I'm going to click you back on. Hold on. All right, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What are you going to sing today?
Oh, I've thought of this. You won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name.
Okay. Word, Sister Glory Dean, the song. You don't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we have Sister Mary on with us from Marrero, Louisiana. I'm sorry, from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. We thank God for her. Thank God for the song. What are you going to sing today? Good afternoon, Sister Mary Nichols.
Good
how are you?
Okay. In this very room, and I am just now learning it, so it's what the Lord puts out today. In this very room, there's quite enough love for one like me. In this very room, there's quite enough joy for one like me. There's quite enough hope and quite enough power to chase away the gloom. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, above. In this very room, that's quite enough joy for all of us. Quite enough hope and quite enough love to chase away the gloom. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, is in this very room. In this very room, there's quite enough love for all the world. In this very room, there's quite enough joy for all the world. There's quite enough hope and quite enough love to chase away the gloom. Lord Jesus, is in this very room.
Amen, amen. Jesus is in this very room. He is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I thank God for that song. Thank you, Sister Mary. Thank you, Sister Gloria Dean. Well, we're going to Jackson, Mississippi. We have a mighty woman of God there who's going to sing a song. Sister Lanny McBride. Good afternoon, Sister Lanny. How are you?
I'm fine, Sister G. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
Amen.
Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul. Oh, I have touched him of his garment and his blood. God has made me whole. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. Jesus in my soul, for I have touched the hem of his garment and his blood has made. My soul loves Jesus. Oh, my soul sure loves Jesus. Oh, my soul loves Jesus. So I bless his name. Somebody help me bless his name. My soul. Show. Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much. Beautiful. Beautiful. I thank God. Yeah, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. Thank God for the songs today. All the songs have been about Jesus, our Lord. Thank God for Jesus. Well, it's prayer time. I'm going to ask Sister Mary if she would pray for the elderly and their families today.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just, of course, praise you. Thank you for all you do, all you are. Oh, Lord, you are beautiful, wonderful, loving. And we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing us as seniors have come into your presence so many times. And we want to pray, Lord, for those who are elderly. Are we elderly? Praise the God that we are yet alive and that they are. Just ask for protection for those who are older. Provision for them, power for them, and especially as they do your will and do work for you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing and your continued looking out for those who by your hand, your grace, and your mercy been allowed to live a long life and that it will always be a long life in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer for the elderly. That's what we got to do. We got to pray for the elderly, pray for families, all over the world, every day. Well, you know what? It's scripture search time. Get your Bibles out. Get your Bibles ready. You know how we do it. I'm going to be reading scriptures here momentarily. And you got to find them. You got to find where they are. Give the verse your name. So it's called scripture search. State your name. Read the scripture. And tell where it's found. Don't forget to tell where it's found. All right. We're in the Word of God today. That Word of God is awesome. God honors his word above his name. We serve the Almighty, the awesome, wonderful God. So I thank God today. You know he loves us so much. When I tell you God loves you, he loves you so much. He didn't have fake love. He has real love. So I thank God today for his love, his great mercy for us. You know, he's awesome. He's indescribable. I don't know about you, but I don't have enough words to describe his greatness, to describe how great our God is. He's an awesome, a powerful, and a mighty God. So we're getting ready to start with scripture search. Don't forget, state your name. You can say where you're from if you like. And you got to tell where the scripture is found and read it. All righty. The first scripture is, it cannot be valued with the gold of Ophrah, with the precious onyx. It cannot be valued with gold or Ophrah. with the onyx or the sapphire. I'll give you a clue. It's in the Old Testament, one of the books of, it's not the books of the law. It's one of the books of, can't even think of it right at the moment. But it's in the Old Testament.
Sister G, that's Mary.
Yeah.
And Job 28, verse 16, it cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx or the sapphire.
Amen. That is correct. Thank you so much. Amen, amen. All right, our next scripture is found in, let me see, I'm going to read it. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. Where is that? But it's in the Old Testament as well. In the Old Testament. That is one of the books of poetry. The first one was one of the books of poetry itself.
Mary?
Okay, go ahead, Sister Mary.
Okay. All right. Proverbs 3, verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding.
Amen, amen. You are correct. Thank God for you. Yes, it is. Okay. We're talking about wisdom today, the wisdom of God. All right. Next scripture. This one is found in, I'm sorry, I'm not telling you where it's found. It says, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Better than rubies, and all the things that are desired are not to be compared to it. Where is that one found?
Sister Laney, Proverbs 8:11. Proverbs 8:11.
Amen. Read it.
More precious. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire compares with her. For wisdom is better than rubies and all the things that may be desired.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Thank God for each of you all. Thank God for Sister Latricia being on today. It's like my birthday, Sister Latricia show. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Latricia, for being on. All right. All right. Somebody got to put their phone on mute. You got a little something in the background. Put your phone on mute. Okay, next question. Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly, and as far as light excelleth darkness. Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly, as far as light excelleth darkness. Where is that scripture? That's one of the books of poetry as well. That's a clue. We got one more after this. You guys are doing a great job. I'm so proud of you. Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly. Folly is like foolishness. As far as the light excelleth darkness. Where is that one? Where is that found?
Mary.
Okay.
Ecclesiastes 2, verse 13. Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly. As far as light excelleth darkness.
Amen. Excellent. You guys doing awesome today? All right. Y'all must be Y'all must read with the Word of God. I mean, go to sleep with the Word of God playing in your house. Y'all know it does. Okay. Last scripture. Wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. Wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. Where is that found? State your name and read it. Y'all doing good. Keep doing good. Doing a great job. I'm so proud of you all. Wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. Where is that found? Wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. Hallelujah. Where is that found? Come on, no, somebody got it. Wisdom strengtheneth.
What's the lady? What's the lady?
Okay.
Ecclesiastes 7:19. Wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city.
Amen. Y'all did such an awesome. You need to give yourselves a hug. That was awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, now. I thank God today. We have a new sister on with us. She's from Jacksonville, Florida. She and I go to church together. I thank God for her. Sylvia, how you doing, Sister Sylvia?
I'm doing great.
All right. We thank God for you being on with us today. Thank God for Sister Latricia. Oh, I thank God for her. She's a, all of you guys on here are wise women, mighty women of God. Thank God for each of you. Well, you know, I'm going to need some scripture readers. So get your Bibles ready, and you may need, you know, some paper to put in between because you may have to read more than one scripture. So, all right, the first scripture I need read is Ecclesiastes chapter 7:11-12. Ecclesiastes 7:11-12. Who wants to read that one?
Sister Vivian.
Okay. That's okay, Sister Bold. Sister Sylvia, you going to read it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And Vivian, I need you to read this next. Vivian, this one is James 3:15-17, Vivian.
James 3:15-17. Okay.
All right, the next scripture I need read is 1 Kings 3:16-28. 1 Kings 3:16-28. Who wants to read that one?
Mary.
Okay, thank you, Sister Mary. All right. Okay. The next scripture, I need someone to read it. Glory Dean. Glory Dean, can you read this next one for me? Glory Dean? She got her phone on mute. Glory Dean, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear now. I had the phone.
Okay.
I didn't have it. Uh-huh. I'll read the next scripture.
Jeremiah 29:11.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. All right, thank you. Okay, next scripture. Let's see, where is it? Okay, hold on. Proverbs 2:6. You want to read it? Come on, Letitia. Letitia, you got your Bible ready? She the walking word, y'all. She got the word in her. Letitia, you going to read today or you going to listen? She didn't answer me. All right, Vivian or somebody else.
I'll read it.
Let me let Sister Lanny do this one for me. Sister Lanny, you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Proverbs 2:6. And Vivian, you do Ephesians 5, 15 through 16. Ephesians 5, 15 through 16.
Uh-huh.
All right, you got it?
Got it.
Okay, the next, let's see. I need another person. James 1 and 5. Who wants to read that one? James chapter 1, verse 5.
Sister Vivian.
James chapter 1, verse 5. All right, let me get somebody else, Vivian.
Okay.
James chapter 1, verse 5. Thank you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Come on here. James chapter 1, verse 5. Who wants? You got
Mary.
Mary? I got Mary. Okay.
Yeah. James.
Okay.
Would you read
one? Okay, sure. Hold on 1 second. James chapter 1, verse 5.
Oh, okay.
James, Mary, James,
yes.
1 and 5. Okay, all right, got you. All right, we ready to roll now. I'll call on you when I need your scripture read. I thank God for each of you all today being on with us. It's time to hear the word of God. So today is Wednesday, the 12th of October. You know we're blessed because Hurricane Ian tried to come to Jacksonville, but God said no. He heard our prayers when we spoke to the wind and the rain, and we said, no, no, peace, be still. So Ian left. We thank God for the mighty women, men and women of God that are in Jacksonville that are praying. Yeah, we're praying 24-7. We are praying and praying and praying some more and praying. And not only are we praying, we turn from our wicked ways. We turn from our wicked ways. So that's what God looks at. Jacksonville turned from our wicked ways. You got enough people here praying. All right. So wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense, but the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. We're talking about wisdom today. We need wisdom. You know, we got to have wisdom to make wise choices. If not, we're going to be doing foolishness. Foolish. So today our topic is on wisdom. All right? Wisdom is better when it is paired with money, especially if you get both while you're still living. Double protection, wisdom, and wealth plus this bonus. Wisdom energizes its owner. So we got Sister Sylvia. Would you read Ecclesiastes 7, 11 through 12?
7, 11. Okay. Wisdom along with an inheritance is good, and an advantage to those who see the sun. For wisdom is protection, just as money is protection. But the advantage of knowledge is that wisdom preserves the lives of its possessors.
Yes. Amen. Thank you so much. Yeah, we got to have wisdom, and wisdom comes from God. Well, you know, there's more than one kind of wisdom. Thank you so much, Sister Sylvie, for reading that scripture. Ecclesiastes 11, 12. All right. So somebody got to put their phone on mute. You get text messages coming through. Thank you so much. Ecclesiastes 7, 11 through 12. Wisdom is an inheritance, is a good thing, and it benefits us. If we're not wise, that means we're foolish and we're going to make the wrong choice. But I thank God. Wisdom and knowledge. That's what we need, wisdom and knowledge. The capacity to make wise choices. Wisdom is insight on how to apply knowledge effectively. Wisdom is insight on how to apply the knowledge. So we got to thank God every day that he download wisdom. Even when we listen to the word, when we read the word, God is giving us wisdom. Now, I want you to know there are four classes of wisdom. Sister Vivian, can you read James 3, 15 through 17?
Okay. And it reads as thus, this wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure and easy, then peaceful, gentle, and easy, and to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
There's more than one kind of wisdom. When I was doing my study, I found out there are four kinds of wisdom. Mm-hmm. Earthly wisdom, you know, earthly wisdom, wisdom we have down here on the earth. And then there's the intellectual wisdom, you know, that, mm-hmm. that you know, we go to school, all that intellect, that intellectual wisdom. Then there's a devilish wisdom. That's what she read about a few minutes ago, devilish wisdom. And then there's wisdom from above, that wisdom that God give us. And it's a good, you know what, I'm telling you, I'm canceling earthly wisdom, intellectual wisdom, devilish wisdom, and I'm reaching high for wisdom from above. I need wisdom from God. He put me here on the earth, and he says, make sure that I, can you put your phone on mute, please? And he makes sure that I and you and me have the wisdom that God needs, that we need here on the earth. Wisdom, what is the difference between wisdom and knowledge? Wisdom involves a healthy dose of perspective and the ability to make sound judgment. You ever know, I mean, it don't matter what age you are, there's some children that can make sound judgment. You talk to them and they know wisdom. You say, my God, that child look like they've been here before. They are full of wisdom. So they can make good judgments. Knowledge is knowing. Wisdom is the ability to know what is true or right, common sense, or the collection of one's knowledge. So there's a quote. The best mind-altering drug is the truth. You know, a lot of people, I'm talking about older people, younger people, they're on drugs. They're mind-altering drugs. They don't want to face life every day. So they are facing, you know, they're saying, oh, God, I got to get high today. I got to get high. Well, we can get high off of Jesus. That's the high we can. I remember years ago there was something I read, I think, on the Internet or somewhere. This man texted his wife, you know, with the cell phone, and he said, honey, text me the bank account number. Mm-hmm. And she texted to him. So when she texted to him, he came home later. He said, honey, my cell phone was stolen. And somebody, you know, she said, what? I got a text from you for you to give us, for me to send you the bank account number. I sent it to you. The bank account was drained because she didn't use wisdom. See, mm-hmm. she should have called him and said, honey, was that you? Did I get that text from you? She should have called him. See, mm-hmm. wisdom will have you make put your phone on mute, please. Somebody kind of talking with me in the background. If you could put your phone on mute, that'll help me. I appreciate it. So we got to use wisdom in today's time. We got to use God's wisdom. We got to know when it's truth. See, she didn't have wisdom, and she lost all their money. He lost his cell phone to somebody who stole it, and that's what happened. So I'm sure all of us have not used wisdom at some time or another, and we go like, oh, my God, why did I fall for that trick? So here are eight qualities of wisdom: emotional regulation, to know what's important, moral reasoning, compassion, humility, altruism, patience, deal with uncertainty. Wisdom is the most important gift given to God. Wisdom is the most important gift given by God. That's one of them. Now, you remember Solomon. Solomon asked God for wisdom. Mary is going to read 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16 through 28. 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 16 through 28. Sister Mary, she's probably on mute right now, but go ahead, Sister Mary.
Okay. Starting at verse 16. Then came there two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him. And the one woman said, "Oh, my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house. And I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also, and we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it. And she rose at midnight and took my son from beside her while that handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I arose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But then I had considered it in the morning. Behold, it was not my son, which I did bear. And the other woman said, Nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son. And this said, No, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. Thus they spoke before the king. Then said the king, The one said, This is my son that liveth, and thy son is dead. And the other said, Nay, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. And the king said, Bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, Divide the living child in two, and give half to the one and half to the other. Then spake the woman whose living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son, and she said, O my Lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, Give her the living child, and in no wise slight. She is the mother thereof. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment.
Amen. Thank you so much. Beautifully read. Yeah, this story is about Solomon, because the Lord asked him, well, what do you want? He said, I need wisdom to rule your people. And so thank God that God downloaded in him wisdom, because these two women came. Both of them were pregnant, and they both had a child. One slept and, you know, smothered her baby, and then she switched babies with the other one. Now, you know, sometimes people got some slick spirits. She wanted the baby. She didn't intend to roll over on the baby and smother the baby, but she didn't have the right spirit. She took the other lady's baby. And then when they went to Solomon, they both had their story. Now, Solomon, if he didn't have that wisdom from God, he probably wouldn't know what to do. I know if I didn't have wisdom from God, or we didn't have wisdom from God, we wouldn't know what to do in certain situations. You know how your children come to you, and both say, Mama, she did this, and they say, No, she did it. I didn't do it. She did it. But we need wisdom to discern. many times when I taught school, I made mistakes. The children would come to me, well, she did this and he did this. And sometimes I didn't know who did what. Oh, my God. We need wisdom in today's time. Even now I teach the children sometimes. On Sundays I teach the children. And some of them, you know, they have these stories. And you go like, okay, what story is correct? One of them came to me one time at one church where I was. And he said, oh, she said a bad word to me. And I'm like, no, I know that wasn't them. So, but they did. But they, good thing they told me that they said it. Yes, ma'am, I said it. They were honest. You know what I'm saying? So we have to ask God for wisdom, you know, in church or in the neighborhood or in your family with your children, your grandchildren, your family members, your sisters, your brothers. We need wisdom in how to deal with situations that come up. And thank God for Solomon, because, you know, this story is about Solomon's wisdom and how wisdom comes from God. You know, have you, I'm sure all of us have been accused of something, and, you know, and it was your word against the other person, like these two women. You could probably think of some other situations where you were in, you were accused of something, but you weren't guilty of it, but you were accused of it. So whoever, you know, the truth must be told. God can, is only God sometimes can reveal the truth in situations. But because Solomon had wisdom from God, and that's what we need. We got to say, Lord, I don't want to have my own mind. I don't want to be using my own mind. Remember I told you there are four classes of wisdom: earthly wisdom, intellectual wisdom, devilish wisdom, and wisdom from above. Now, I don't know, but I'm sure you like me. You want wisdom from above, because we're all dealing in situations. You know, Hurricane Ian came up, and I said, Lord, what you want me to do? You know, do I stay here? Do I leave? He said, it's just going to be a little wind and rain. Stay there. Now, I think I told you before I was in Hurricane Katrina, but God put me out of my house 2 months ahead of time. I didn't have no clue that it was God. But God deals in mysterious ways sometimes. We don't know. But he protects his children. He provides a hiding place. You know, sometimes if you are out of your timing and you move, it's not going to work. So you got to ask God, listen, God, this situation is coming up in my life. How do I deal with it? What do I do? So dealing with uncertainty like hurricanes, these things are going to be coming up. But when you get in the secret place and you dwell there long enough, I ain't talking about running in 15 minutes. I'm talking about just staying there, getting paper and pencil and saying, Lord, I need more wisdom. What do you want me to do in this situation? What you want me to do in that situation? All of us have dealt with situations that sometimes we didn't make wise choices because we didn't depend on God. You know, a lot of people during Hurricane Katrina, they were staying here, God. They just was driving out the city. And some people ran right into another hurricane. So you got to know that you know that you know. You got to hear from God. You can't just go driving. You could say, oh, yeah, the news said we got to go here. But where are you going to go? Do you know where to go? If he leads me, I will follow. You know that song? If he leads me, I will follow. Mm-hmm. So we're going to all deal with uncertainty. What if a close family member was on a life support and the doctor said nothing else they could do for the close family member? What would you do? We need wisdom on how to handle it. We need wisdom. Do you let them pull the plug, or do you just say, well, no, I got to consult God. I got to see what God want me to do in this situation. You know, whose report will we believe? God's report is the one we need to believe, not the doctor's report, because they didn't create life. God created life, and he knows the day or the hour we're going to leave, but not the doctors. No, maybe they can't do nothing else, but that don't mean the person's going to leave. Some people have been in a coma for more than 2 or 3 years, and they came back. They came back, so we don't know. I'm sure, you know, when you're driving, you need wisdom. You know, you really need wisdom because today, the way drivers drive, you need wisdom. And moving forward, moving, can you move in the next lane? You know, sometimes you try to move over from onto the expressway and another car comes and jumps you. You know, we got to teach our children today about kindness, courtesy, and consideration. Because that is forgotten. It's like a lost word to this generation. Okay, so even we need wisdom on the foods we choose. Some things, you know, you like, oh, I know it's going to hurt, make my knees hurt, or I know it's going to make my stomach hurt, but I'm going to eat it anyway. So then you're going to suffer consequences. So do we have wisdom to make choices about our food? And the best thing to do is not to bring it in the house. You go to the grocery store and say, no, I'm sticking to my list. This is my list right here. I know this right here, all these potato chips and things that I love, they got too much salt. They got this right here, got sugar in it. All this sugar. Look at all this, 600 grams of salt. Oh, my God, 500, 15 milligrams of sugar. We got to look and read the label. Paying the bill. We got to make a choice. Do you pay the bill or buy the grocery to feed your family? What you going to do? We got to ask God. Now, Lord, I remember one time I said, Lord, oh, my God, I need some more money. He said, you got money already. I said, I got money. My account said that. He said, you just don't see it. But about a day or so later, somebody cashed out me some money. It showed up. God knew it already. Hallelujah. So we got to ask the Lord. You may have the bill to pay. It may come in the mail. Maybe a check may come in the mail. And then you got to study your Bible. So this is a choice. Do you study your Bible or you watch a movie? Or do you watch the news or do you watch the soap operas? What you going to do all day? Are you retired? What you going to do? Do you make a choice? Do you say, oh, well, I'm going to look at Channel 4. No, let me turn to Channel 6, and they all saying the same thing. What you going to do, look at TV all day? Or are you going to study the Word? The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved, workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You got to make wise choices. TV can't help you. God can help you. Do you hear his voice? If you're not hearing God's voice, you need to get in the secret place and say, Lord, he hear your voice, she hear your voice, they hear your voice. I don't hear your voice, Lord. You know why? Because we got too much stuff in our ear. We got to get that stuff out of our ear. The channel four, the channels, whatever channel, or the Facebook or the YouTube, whatever it is, we got to get it out of our ear. Or our friend, you talk to your friend, you look up, you go like, good God, I've been talking to her for 2 hours. That's the hours that you could have been spending in a secret place to hear his voice. He be speaking. You think God ain't talking to you? Every day he talk to you. But you got to ask him, Lord, what did you say? What does that mean? Sometimes God speaks to you and you go like, something told me. No, if it ain't the devil told you, God told you. You don't want to hear what the devil got to say. You want to hear what God got to say. I'm telling you, there are two voices that speak, God's voice and the devil. He said, my voice will you hear and another voice you will not hear. So then the next choice, you got choices. How do you handle them? You're going to say, okay, should I pay my tithe or should I buy my lottery ticket or something? It may get me a lot of money, and then I can pay the tithe the lottery. What you going to choose? You got to ask God, Lord, do you want me to buy the lottery ticket? Lord, I know I need to pay my tithes, but I was thinking about going to the, where they buy those lottery tickets at, wherever it is, at the gas station they be buying them. I'm like, or wherever else they buy them at the store. I don't know. So, you got, these are choices you got to make. Wisdom. Wisdom is speaking to us every day. Life is about choices. I don't know about you, but I need the wisdom and the knowledge from God. When you get the wisdom, you're going to need the knowledge, too, to know how to use the wisdom that God gives you. God knows the end of our lives from the beginning, plans for each of us. So, Glory D, you got Jeremiah 29:11. Will you read it?
Yes. Okay, and I need it right now. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. He give you an expected end. I'm going to read it again.
Hey, no, that's good. Thank you so much. Jeremiah 29:11 from the, I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out to take care of you, not to abandon you, plans to give you a future you hope for. That's the same scripture, Jeremiah 29:11 from the Message Bible. And so, you know what? We got to stop to spend time with God. I know we spend time. People say, well, if I don't look at the news, I don't know what to do. What did we do before TV came? I grew up in a house. We didn't have no TV when I was young. We didn't get a TV in the house until I was. What did we do? Storms came. God took care of us, right? We didn't know a storm was coming. But you know what? Wisdom was downloaded in a lot of people. You outside, you talking to an older person, and they say, honey, it's going to rain, and the sun is shining bright. You go like, something wrong with them, it ain't going to rain. I bet you an hour or two later, the storm comes. God gave people wisdom before TV, before internet, before radio, before everything. So if you get close enough to God, he's going to give you that wisdom that you need. So, you know, women of God, we are emotional in nature. We must learn to balance our emotions. I was with somebody not too long ago, and they were like, they got a phone call, and they just about flipped out. I said, calm down. Just calm. Take a deep breath. Don't let it overwhelm you. I'm telling you, I haven't been in that space before. Something happened, and I just panicked. But, you know, I remember one time, I was at the school. I was teaching school, and a little child, they were running early in the morning, and one of them fell. Now, God had given me this wisdom a year or so before. So what happened to me, I'd had a tooth extracted, and my gum, it was bleeding. And I called the dentist. My dentist was out of town, and I called the one that was on call. And he said, clean your mouth out and find where the bleeding is and put an ordinary tea bag on it. So I had a tea bag. So then I started, because I taught school, I started keeping tea bags in my car. Now, so this child was running early in the morning, and he was playing, and he fell, and his nose just started gushing blood. So I said, I told somebody, I said, wait, go to my car quickly. Go to my car quickly and get I got some tea bags in the glove compartment. So they went and got it. I opened the little tea bag up, and I applied it, you know, like in the nose area where it was bleeding. And it stopped. People were amazed. But God can give you wisdom. What if I panic? And the child just bleeding from all that running. But God gave me wisdom right then to remember, you got tea bags in your car. Get them. So I did. So what's important? Just say you are hungry, and your doctor said you have to take a test, and you have to fast. You can't eat before you take the test. And so your friend is taking you to the doctor, and your friend said they're hungry, and they're going to stop at Burger King to get something to eat before they take you to the doctor. And you say, well, I'm hungry too, but the doctor said, you know, I can't eat right now. And your friend said, oh, you can have a milkshake. And you go like, yeah, I like milkshakes. But what you going to do? What choice are you going to make? You going to follow what the doctor said or what your friend said? Now, you know you got to take the test. And if you drink the milkshake, you're not going to be, the test's not going to show up right. So what you going to do? We got to have, you know, wisdom to make wise choices. So we have to consult the Most High God to put wisdom inside of us. In this day and time and season, we need to be very, 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 very close with God, to walk with him. You know the song says, walk with me, Lord, talk with me. You know that song? It's an old song. So God spoke to Moses. God spoke to Solomon. And guess what? He speaks to us today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We must spend time with him and become familiar with God and his ways. Now, in my research when I was doing this study, there are five ways that God speaks to us. Through his still voice. You know, you got to be still, though. You can't be moving all the time and talking on the phone all the time and, you know, doing whatever all the time. You got to be still and know the voice of God. Through the rhema word, the logos word, the written word and the spoken word. Also, through a sense of peace. You know, sometimes you be so harried about, worried about something. All of a sudden, a peace come over you. That's how God speaks it. He also speaks through open and closed doors. You know, sometimes you say, "Well, I wanted to go to this place and apply for a job, but they said I couldn't get the job." So then you go to another place and you got the job. That's a open door. So through other people, you ever had somebody come tell you, "Baby, I wouldn't do that if I were you," but you got to have a teachable spirit. You can't just say, "Oh, I just do what I want to do. I don't have to." I hear from God just like you do. But we got to have a teachable spirit. Sometimes God will send even a child to say something to you. You got to know when it's God. So there are benefits of wisdom. Wisdom gives us protection. Wisdom helps us to reign in the earth realm. Wisdom guarantees family peace. Wisdom helps us to make wealth, money. Wisdom gives us direction. Wisdom brings honor, and wisdom brings promotion. So, Sister Lani, Proverbs 2 and 6, if you could read that.
Yes, ma'am. Proverbs. Proverbs 2:6, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding.
Thank you. Yep. Mm-hmm. So you got to listen to God to get that wisdom that you need. And with the wisdom, he'll give you knowledge on how to handle it, what to do about it. That's how he did Solomon with those two women. They're both pregnant. One mothered a baby, and the other one lied. She lied and said, no, that's my baby. But Solomon knew the mother when she said, he said, "Listen, just cut the baby in half, get one." The real mother spoke up, "No, give it to her." So we got to know, you know, truth when we hear it. All right, Sister Vivi, Ephesians 5:15-16.
All right, Ephesians 5:15-16 reads like this. See then that you walk circumspectly, but as wise, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil.
Amen. Thank you so much for that word. Be very careful. Careful how you live. You don't want to live like a foolish person. You want to live like a wise person. You have to make the most of every opportunity, because the evil days are coming. You see all these things happening in the world, wars, women's wars, all those things are coming. So we have to have wisdom to prepare. And the way to prepare is to spend time in the secret place and say, "Lord, I know things are coming up. I'm asking you what to do. What do I need to do? I need to put food in my house, in my car? Do I need to have flashlights? What do I need to do, Lord God? Do I need more money in the bank, or do I need cash? Ask me. He'll tell you." All right, Sister Mary, you have James 1:5.
Yes. James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him.
Amen. Read it one more time for me.
Okay. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So we ask.
Amen. Yes, thank you so much for reading that for us. We got to ask him. That's what Solomon asked for wisdom. Each of us, we got to ask him for wisdom. We may not be the king or the queen, but we're still God's children. We got to ask. Yeah, we may not be the ruler of a nation, but we still are God's children, and we got to ask him. So I thank God for wisdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. I lift up your daughter, Sister Boland, Sister Glory Dean, Sister Mary Nichols, Sister Lanny, Sister Latricia, Sister Vivian, Sister Rose, Rhoda, and Sister, someone else came on that may have hung up now. I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to download wisdom to each of us. Give us the wisdom not to be distracted by the devil. Give us the wisdom to dwell, even if we just sit in a chair with the word in front of us. Download wisdom. Give us the wisdom that we need, because we're living in 2022, and all sorts of things are happening in 2022. We don't know what tomorrow may bring. We don't even know what the next second may bring. But, Lord, you know the end of a thing from the beginning. So you already know what's going to happen every second, every minute, every hour. So, Lord, download wisdom in us so we'll be able to make wise choices. Thank you, Lord God, for these mighty women of God who came on today to listen to the word, to participate on the Wednesday midweek Bible study. I thank you for each of them, for their families, everything they're concerned about, concerns you. So we're going to leave all of these things at your feet because you care for us. And you know, oh God, everything ahead of time. So, Lord, I thank you. Just like, oh God, these two women, you gave Solomon wisdom. We're asking you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word. Sometimes, Lord, we read your word and we go like, Lord, what does that mean? Lord, I don't understand. But, Lord, you are the master teacher. You're able to teach us. You're able to download us. And we... Lord, I thank you for the modern-day things that we have, that we can search it out on the Internet. We can go on our phone and search out things that we don't understand, that you allow people the wisdom, the knowledge to put on there to help us understand. So, Father, I thank you that we're not going to be like the woman whose husband texted her and said, give me the bank account number. She wasn't thinking. She ought to know it already, so why would she go send it to him? So give us the wisdom, Lord, to make wise choices. And, Lord, we are so grateful that you, the Most High God, love us so much. I thank you for Sister Linda, who just came on with us, Lord God. I thank you for protection, her family, Lord, her husband, children, grandchildren, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we appreciate you and all the wisdom you downloaded in us, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, your word says if anybody lack wisdom, if we don't have wisdom, all we got to do is ask you, and you give it generously. You don't even try to say, you don't even find any fault with us. All we got to do is ask, and you will give it to us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, question time. Anybody have any questions, comments, insight about the word? Anybody want to say anything? Take your name and do it brief. Because we're at 2:10, we're getting off about 2:30 or so. Still got homework. Go ahead. Question, comment, insight.
This is Sister Vivian. I just asked the Lord for more wisdom and insight. I want more wisdom from God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Anyone else? Insight about the word. What questions about the word? Comments? Anything?
Everything was beautiful.
All right, state your name, please.
Mother Boland.
Thank you, Mother Boland. Thank you so much for coming on. This is her first day, but I thank God she stuck with us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Mother Boland. Anybody else? Comments, insight?
Mary, I'm just always amazed at the wisdom that God gave Solomon, but how he and as we do, sometimes make bad choices, even though we have the wisdom available. And I want to be wise. I'm blessed to be older, but I want to be wise in my age. That's it.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary. Anyone else? State your name, comment, question, insight.
Sister G, this is Sister Lady. Ladies, the three words that came to my mind was life gives you challenges to show wisdom, to be foolish. We're going to make choices, and the next one is choices. When challenges come, we make choices, and then finally we suffer the consequences, which may be positive or negative. But because we belong to God and he gives us grace to live, it gives us another chance to pick up ourselves and move forward. So challenges.
Amen. Okay.
For us, it's different than it is for the people in the world. God gives us grace, and when we recognize his grace, we get up and go again.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Awesome. Yes, he loads us up with benefits every day. One benefit is wisdom, so you better grab a hold of wisdom today. Anybody else? State your name, comment, question, insight. Thank you, Sister Lanny, Sister Mary, Sister Bolin, and Sister Vivian. Go ahead. Anybody else?
Where are you being? I think.
Okay, go ahead.
I thank God for wisdom, truly wisdom, and speak of myself, because I need sometimes that just age, I forget a lot. So I want to learn to use wisdom. Remember to write things down. And then, you know, that'll help a lot. That's, and more wisdom. And knowing what, sometimes knowing what to say and how to say it and if it needs to be said. And that's, I need more knowledge on that and wisdom. And that's what it's quite a bit. So I thank you.
Thank you. All right. Anybody else? Thank you so much. All right. Well, we got homework. It's homework time. We got Sister Vivian. She has Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1 through 7. Just briefly state what God showed you about those kids. Remember, we got to close our Bible. We don't cheat. Don't read the scriptures. Just show what God, tell what God showed you about that scripture. Don't you? Sister Vivian. Sister Vivian, you went to sleep on me?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. I was on mute. Okay. All right. A truly good name is being Christ-like. You want to have a good name so that you can be used by God. A good name is better than precious ointment. So we want to get better and better. And also, the flesh. If we fall into the fleshless thing, that causes our name, that good name, to not show good. So we want to not let the flesh overrule us. And also, it was talking about sorrow has tendency to drive people to their knees, and laughter has a tendency to exalt itself. So, you know, it's so good to laugh sometimes and to enjoy, because laughter is like medicine. Praise God. So we are to have good laughter. Laughter up on the word. So we won't be walking around looking sour and find something to laugh about that's good, because it's like a good name. And also, the wise are those who know their Bible and understand the gravity of the situation. Praise God. And also, I talked about a religious man, above all, does not like to be rebuked. see, those people that don't want you to tell them anything, or they think they know it all, and I think you mentioned that earlier. So we have to learn how to listen and not think that we know it all. Nobody can tell us anything. And the fire of storms makes a great noise, but lasts only a short time. You know, sometimes when somebody fires up and is angry, this lasts a short time. But when you got wisdom, you know how to get past that. And the noise will be great. And you want to be in that noise. Oh, because there's plenty of laughter and happiness and joy. Praise God. A wise man is one who knows and understands the Bible. That person that you want to be around, you want to keep company with. You want that person to instill in you some of the wisdom that they have. And that was all I wrote down.
Amen. That was awesome. Thank God for you. Wisdom. All right, Sister Lanny, you next. Ecclesiastes 7:18-14.
Yes, ma'am. Starting at verse 8, the influence of finishing well is often influenced by how we approach it, how we approach things. Do we operate with patience, or do we operate in pride? Sometimes when we operate in pride, wisdom doesn't have room to work because we're busy trying to prove ourselves to somebody else. And we miss the opportunity to finish well. It's important to control your temper and control your anger, because if you don't control how something makes you feel, then if you harbor that anger, operate in anger, it can lodge in your heart and become a place that we have a grudge against people, against the situation. And we know that there's no place for grudge in the heart of a believer. Sometimes we long for the way things used to be, and we spend time looking back instead of looking forward. And when we do that, we delay the response of what's ahead, because as long as we're stalled and looking back, we'll never move forward. You'll be held hostage for what used to be. You read the scripture earlier about wisdom was like money, like an inheritance. Both those things are very good. Wisdom is better than money, because if you've got wisdom, it'll show you how to operate with your money. It will help you through your life. It will give you better choices when you use wisdom with your money. Wisdom is like shelter, like money. Money is shelter, and wisdom is shelter. But the advantage of knowing how to have knowledge within it, will save your very life. Money can't always save your life, but wisdom can save your very life. And one of the things that we do oftentimes when things go wrong, we want to challenge God and try to make what's wrong right. We want to compromise with God and try to handle God, manipulate, intimidate, which we can't do. There's a scripture in Isaiah, I believe it's 12:24-27, say, who can disannul God, whatever God His purpose will be? And if God say wrong is wrong, we look at what's politically correct in our society now, same-sex marriages, a lot of things that man have decided is straight, God say is crooked. And we try to figure out a way to make ourselves right in our own eyes and forget what God has done. There's nothing that we could ever do to compromise. Our opinions won't change what God has already said. If God says it's wrong, it's wrong. And wisdom says, believe God. But one of the things about wisdom that helps us every day is to decide to be happy in the space we're in. I think what did Paul say, be content wherever you are with whatever situation you're in. Because ultimately, God is in charge of everything. God is not taken by surprise when things turn bad for us or things turn challenging for us. He's still God. And sometimes God will hold back things because if we knew our future, we try to handle it in our own way. So God protect us from some things, and when we see what we see, what comes in our way in life, we remember who God is. I love that one line in the last verse of Ecclesiastes 14, that consider God. God knows, even though it looks bad, it doesn't feel good, you trust God in spite of that. That was powerful for me. I appreciate that. Be contented whatever state you're in, because God is your Lord. That's what that means. And let God be God, and you just walk in wisdom.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, you guys are doing a great job. All right, this is the Glory Team. You have Ecclesiastes 7:1-25.
1 through 21:25. Well, I tell you, I did. I feel just a little difficult, but I tried to come through it. That was Ecclesiastes 7:21-25. But in the beginning, it says, take heed to yourself, the words that you speak. You know, when talking to someone.
Now remember, Sister Gloria,
let it come from the heart, than the heart. And,
Sister Gloria,
can you hear me?
Yeah, but do not read the scripture. Just tell what God showed you. Don't read the scripture. Close your Bible and tell what God showed you.
I'm not reading the book. I was just going through some of the stuff I had on my mind that I found when I thought I was do it. I just wrote it down a little bit. Yes, I did. I tell you this. Wisdom is something you cannot define like you want, you know, because wisdom is not attainable, as they say, in its life. Well, anyway, all wisdom, you know, was from perfection. Perfection in wisdom. Praise God. This is, in the beginning, it said, take heed to what you're saying to one another. Use wisdom. And at first, you can be cursed. They'll curse you. But the same thing happened. You have done it. Called and said the same thing to a person. Instead of saying things in meekness, you said, you just spoke things in that was out of God. So it's vice versa. You can do it, you know, because flesh has no boundaries. So therefore, we have to be very careful, because that's biting one another. Let us not bite one another. Praise God. And it talks about wisdom, and there's some things you can't prove by wisdom. Whatever wisdom is something that only God can really deal with, and knows all about wisdom. But all in all, you know, I'll give it like this spiritual knowledge of God, and what he says can happen beyond human understanding. So I think that Solomon's all mixed up. So he could not really prove or break down wisdom. Only God can do that when he talks about the coming through with the definition of really defining wisdom. Praise God. And sin is really the fact, and call that folly. You can put those two things. Sin is the effect of folly. And that do it anymore, especially more, when it comes to sin, which will be uncleanness. So I tell you, it was difficult with me, but I know it's about wisdom. And when you speak to someone, let it be with meekness. Because if you don't, sometimes you can be cursed out, because, you know, you have to try to speak to one another the right way, with love, meekness and love. So be careful. Only God can take that, can bring through protection through his things. So he can, only perfection comes from God. So we need to get ourselves, I would say, to get ready, get with the fruit of the Spirit. Get with the fruit of the Spirit. And when you're talking to someone, they will have to curse you out when they finish. So you get wisdom when you're ready to speak to someone. Remember, try to get wisdom. Get wisdom. Praise God. That's it.
Hey, man, that was awesome. Thank you, Sister Gordine. I was just studying about the fruit of the Spirit today and yesterday. Thank you. God is talking. Now I heard. Thank you so much. All right, Sister Mary Ickles. You can finish out 7:26-29.
Yes. Okay.
27:26-29. And yes, we're talking about wisdom. And is there anything worse than death, according to Solomon? And his answer to that question is like a woman that entices people, men, to do things that are sinful. Because following a person who is, who lacks wisdom, who lacks morals and ability to apply what they are learning, that kind of person is a foolish person. And Solomon is kind of equating foolishness to lack of wisdom. And wisdom comes from God and knowing God and following God. So people who don't have any wisdom, who don't have that connection with God and his wisdom, then they wind up dying. And that the person who pleases God will avoid the sin that lead to death, or just following in worldly wisdom, they will make mistakes because they are not following God and living according to his righteous wisdom.
Amen. Oh my God, each of you did an outstanding job. Good stuff. Thank God for each of you. I appreciate you. All right, it's prayer time on Wednesday week Bible study. We're going to have prayer quickly as it's about time to close out. We're almost at that closing. It's almost 2:30, so we're going to close out as soon as possible. I'm going to ask Sister Linda, are you in a place you could pray? I would like
yes.
you to pray. Okay.
I think I'm having some phone. I'm sorry. Can you hear me? Because I'm having some phone problems with static.
Yes, I hear you. We hear you. Can you say a quick prayer for the healing to manifest in our babies, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere, and the little girl, baby Devin?
Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, we honor you. We thank you, Father. Everything, every request, that all of our petitions is coming before your presence, Father. You know it all things. So, Father, we lift these precious babies up, Father, in Jesus' name. You know all prayers has been going up on their behalf for quite a while. And, Father, we believe that every prayer that was already every prayer request concerning these babies have gone up before you. You've answered every one of them, Father. Maybe not how we think that you should, but, Father, you know it's all things because you're the creator. You're the keeper of those souls, God, and we thank you for it today. We thank you for their healing. We thank you for their recovery right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for their strength, Jesus, as you're supplying it to them from heaven, God. We just honor you. Because you are the healer, you are the creator, you are the maker, Father God. These kids are not laying, whether they're in the hospital or at home, you know their places, Lord God. You know where they are. You have a divine plan. You know the future plans that you have for these babies, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. You're our Father. You're our wisdom. You're our knowledge. You're everything, Father. So we beseech you on behalf of them. We thank you right now for everything that you have released to them, to their little bodies, Lord God, their souls and their spirits. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you glory, praise, and honor. We thank you for the blood that's covering them even now where they are, from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. We honor you for what you're doing and what you will continue to do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Mother Bolden, would you like to pray for the senior citizens today?
For the what you said? For what?
For the senior citizens. Would you like to pray for the senior citizens?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. We thank you for life. We thank you for our health. We thank you for our strength. Lord, I bring the senior citizens before you as I am one, Lord. I thank you, God, that you will touch their bodies, Lord Jesus. Touch them, Father. Give them the good eyesight, Lord Jesus. Father, we know that sometimes in the midst, oh God, we cannot make it. We do not have the strength, Lord, but touch their bodies, Lord. Father, give them a new life that they can continue, Lord Jesus. Strengthen their hands, strengthen their feet, strengthen their minds. Touch them, Lord Jesus. And Father, we will not fail to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Bolden. Sister Glory Dean, Sister Marion will usually be on here. She's going for surgery Monday. She said, can you pray for her?
Who is that? Who's going
Sister
to
Marion.
Oh.
Sister Marion.
Okay. Father, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for our sisters getting ready to get this operation, Father God, under the knife, as you see. And Father God, we pray that you give her the wisdom and everything it takes. Allow herself not to be afraid, but keep her, put her mind on God. Keep her mind upon him. And when she keeps her mind upon him, you're going to go, she's going to go through it quickly, as you say, and no pain, and she'll feel so much better after it. Trust in God. Lean not to your own understanding, but trust in the Lord. And keep your mind staying upon him, as you say. Keep your mind staying on Jesus Christ. It's the blood is going to do the job. Let us done his job already. But we thank you, Lord. She's coming through this operation. We pray, God, that you just use the doctors as the tools. But, God, you do the work. The doctors be the tool, and you do the work, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, everything's going to be successfully done. And we thank you, Lord. We know, God, that you have heard her prayers. And we thank you, Lord. We stand in agreement with her prayers that she gave to the Lord. So we stand together in one accord, knowing that fear is not there. God did not give the spirit of fear, but he gave you power. He gave you love, and he gave you a sound mind. Hallelujah. So you know the enemy cannot even come tell you anything. Rebuke him each time he tries to bring you a little fear, because God didn't give you fear. Praise God. So you're going to be happy because you're going to go through a very successful operation, and you'll find out you don't have to be afraid. You didn't have to be afraid. Praise God. Bless you. Bless that operation. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much. Awesome, powerful prayer. Appreciate it. Sister Vivian, can you close us out today?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for your word today, God. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone that played a part in your word, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you for wisdom and knowledge and, but most of all, understanding, God. We thank you, oh, God, that everyone, oh, God, is being, oh, God, more and more asking you, Lord, for leading, guiding of your word. Father God, as we go our separate ways, just pour out your oil and wine on us, the Holy Spirit, and let us hear more from you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we be endowed, just endowed with more of your Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord, for the grace that you give us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all for coming on. I love each of you. You already know God loves you so much. And don't forget, choose wisdom. Love y'all. Talk to you next soon, as the Lord leads. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful.